Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Let's get back to the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Welcome back. We're the Connor Happer Show here on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. Look at this. Nebraska Baseball just tweeted, new ballpark sound unlocked. And I can only assume it's just a sound of
my children.
why did you puke all over this kid?
Yeah, that's what Kathy thinks is going to happen tonight.
Well, it turns out people can handle themselves generally,
or at least are used to this being a thing in public.
Yeah. It's nice that way. All right, Simple will join us at the bottom of the hour. The NCAA is all about making new rules right now. Optional technology rules in football effective for the 2024 season were approved by the Playing Rules Oversight Panel on Thursday.
Catchy name.
In games involving FBS teams, each school will have the option to use coach-to-player communications through the helmet to one player on the field. That player will be identified by having a green dot on the back of the midline of the player's helmet. Usually you give it to the quarterback.
I would think you would, yes. Imagine not giving it to your quarterback.
Give it to the running back and he can tell the quarterback.
Look, dumb, this is the play.
The communication from the coach to player will be turned off with 15 seconds on the play clock or when the ball is snapped, whichever comes first. For all three divisions, teams have the option of using tablets to view in-game video only. The video can include the broadcast feed and camera angles from the coach's sideline and coach's end zone. Teams can have up to 18 active tablets for use in the coaching booth, sideline, and locker room. Tablets cannot be connected to other devices to project larger additional images and cannot include analytics data or data access capability or other communication access. All team personnel will be allowed to view the tablets during the game. The Football Rules Committee, which met the last week of February, had a thorough discussion regarding wearable technologies. The committee invites non-FBS conferences that are interested in wearing wearable technologies to submit an experimental proposal to the committee. Any proposals must be submitted by June 15th. There you go. In short, the helmet walkie-talkies are locked in for this coming season. Also locked in, I have a comment on the helmet thing real quick. In a second, after I get through the rest of this. The two-minute warning. In colleges, they're going to call it, maybe they should come up with a cool rebrand for the two-minute warning. Like, party time! And then a whole bunch of clowns come out in the field and start dancing.
It's the Dr. Pepper party break.
Could be fun.
Dr. Pepper snack break.
The panel approved it, adding an automatic timeout when 2 minutes remain in the second and the fourth quarters. The rule change synchronizes all timing rules, such as 10-second runoffs and stopping the clock when a first down is gained in bounds, which coincides with the 2 minute timeout. There's one at the bottom that says uniforms. Am I going to be triggered about this? The panel did not support a uniform rule proposal made by the rules committee. Panel members were not comfortable with on-field officials having to enforce the recommended rule. What is it? The panel understands the rules committee concerns, but encourages the committee to look for administrative solution does not include game official enforcement. I don't even know what it was. They just said no to it. Good job by them. All right, so the helmet technology. Now, I'm not mad about this. I want to make it very clear that I'm not mad. I hope that nobody says I'm mad, because I'm not mad.
Feels like there's a but.
No,
nope,
I'm not mad. I'm not mad. But I do... This is going to sound really dumb, Josh. You're locked in for this.
All right. What do you got?
I don't really like watching college baseball games where the dudes are looking at their wristbands and the thing is coming through their ear and the catcher's got to press the button. And it feels like more often than not, I'm watching the damn baseball games and the catcher's looking down at his knee pad and he's hammering the buttons because it don't work.
In Major League Baseball, no relievers pitch com has ever worked.
I know. There is a malfunction once a game, yes. It feels like, with this. And so maybe the answer is just make it better. But I also like flashing down the signs between the legs, you know? I like that. I think that's fun. I like the...
I love a guy shaking it off like three or four times.
Gives you the wipe, you know? Start over. Okay? Start over. And the catcher painting his fingernails different colors so you could see it in the twilight. That's fun. And this, I think, is an actual potentially halfway cogent point. I like the idea that you could steal signs. Not to the level that Michigan did it last year with
Connor Happer here from Michigan.
No, not to the level that Michigan did it last year with all their advanced scouting and literally watching. In a game, and I'm mostly making comparisons back to baseball here, but it happens in basketball too. Like, I hear it all the time where basketball coaches call out plays. It comes from one bench, and they say, Maverick. And the other coach on the other bench says, hey, they're doing Maverick. And so we got to get something that sets up in that. Like, there's a real chess game in there that I think makes the game fun. It takes it another level deeper. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Don't put it online that I'm mad, because I'm not mad. Do not tell the internet that I'm mad, because I'm not mad. But I do think there's an added fun human chess game that goes into not having all the technology in sports that we have right now. This is a more general problem that I have rather than specifically put in the microphones and the helmets.
I hear you.
Thank you.
I want
Thank
to be
you for listening.
I hear you. I don't even disagree with you.
It feels like we're getting somewhere.
But
damn it.
This is great. We've reached the 1980s in college football.
We have. We've finally, maybe the turn of the century even,
yeah,
Josh.
Yeah.
It's really nice. Yeah, you would like to see things like this, options like this be, you know, a little bit quicker to adapt in the sport of college football. And like I said, I don't have a problem with it. Like, I'm not mad about this. Once again, do not say that I'm mad. Do not put it on the internet that I'm mad.
No.
But I just really want to preserve as much of the human element as we could possibly get. And people say, Connor, the human element sucks. Why can't we, if we have the opportunity, same thing with replay, right? If we have the opportunity to get stuff right, then why don't we just get it right?
Angel Hernandez is human. Do you like him?
I like, it's kind of fun that we have a heel umpire who says, fire me. I dare you to fire me. That way I could sue you for racism.
He is office spacing his MLB umpiring job.
He really
right now.
Is. He really is. And it's working. He'll be behind the plate and gain one of the World Series this year. I'll be like, what's going on? So I want to preserve as much of the human element as we could possibly get in sports. That's all. It feels like we lose that the further and further we go, and we get a little bit more robotic. And
sure,
that's a little sad to me.
I would like to wildly speculate as to the first Big Ten team that has stadium issues with their helmet comp.
Oh, that's the other thing.
The Big House.
This thing bleeps up all the time.
It's the Big House. This
thing messes up constantly.
Oh, hey, we're playing a game at Gillette Stadium today. I know our helmet microphones aren't going to work.
So all I'm saying is the best teams, they better be prepared to do a couple plays without, how often, because I hear it all the time, NFL quarterbacks talking about how, yeah, something was wrong with them, I had to get a new helmet, or the thing stopped working in my helmet, and it cut off too soon, so I ran the wrong play in.
Yeah, we're cuts off at 15 seconds, so
yeah,
don't get the finished play
so
in there.
If we're putting all of our eggs in the basket of robots and technology, fine, but it better damn work, right? Better work all the time. That's all.
But the human element.
I love the human element.
It means the tech won't work like it's supposed to.
Well, if you have the human element, then there is no tech to be mad at. The only thing that you could be mad at is yourself. Oh, I read it wrong. Well, whose fault is that? That's your fault. That's your fault. Oh, we played a game of telephone just to get to play into the quarterback, which does happen. And it got translated in the wrong way. Damn it. We ran a go route when we should have ran a quarterback sneak. Sad. Roger writes in on Twitter.
Hi, Roger.
Poll question, is Happer mad? Do not put it on the internet that I'm mad. Jeff writes in.
Hi, Jeff.
Old man Hap doesn't like technology. What an awful take. Text from the 402. Sounds like a poll question. Is Connor mad about the helmet rule? I'm not mad. Once again, I love technology. I know about technology. I have the best technology. Don't worry. I love technology. I get the coolest new phones every time they come out, but sometimes they don't work. And sometimes the old phone is better. Sometimes I wish I could have a little flip phone again and I could chuck it against the wall and nothing would happen to it. Nothing. I could drop it out of an airplane and it would be fine.
Every once in a blue moon, I long for a time where I could chuck my phone against the wall just because I'm so angry.
Yeah. Everything's so breakable now. Maybe that's the problem. Everything's made of glass. Why is everything so made of glass now? John emails in.
Hi, John.
If you want to see people actually throw their beer on the field, put the dancing clowns out there during the two-minute warning.
Are the superstars coming back tonight?
Put the superstars on there, the two-minute warning. Good idea. Another text. Anyone that says, I'm not mad, is mad. I just wanted to be clear up front with you guys that I'm not mad. Because I'm not mad. It's fine. Just wanted to be clear that I wasn't mad. And that I value the human element in our sports.
As a married man.
I hate looking at the stupid pitchers, looking at their wristbands all the time. Beep, boop, bop, boop. It's stupid. Throw the sign down. 1, 2, 3, 4. Wiggle. You know? Arrow this way. That means pick it off the first or hit fist or whatever it is. It's really easy.
Fly ball to left. He catches it. It's a routine play. And then he pulls that card out of his back pocket.
I know.
That giant card. Like, okay, who's up next? Where do I go?
When you could just look to the dugout and the coach says, move 3 steps that way. Done. Like, we've made it a little bit complicated. I blame Michigan for this entire thing.
Yeah.
This doesn't happen if it's not for Michigan going way. And by the way, this does not fix any of the, well, I guess it does. It cuts it off a little bit. Because Michigan, what they did and why they got in trouble, because they sent that guy, Connor Stallions, to the games before, and he would be in disguise or something like that, and then he would get all the signs. So it does cut that off a little bit. And it was the same thing with the Astros and in baseball. Hey, let's throw the pitch comm in there, you know. But it doesn't like make it better. It prevents people who have taken advantage of the rules from taking advantage of the rules. All the stuff that happens in the game is totally cool, totally legal, totally normal. You throw the sign between the legs and the guy on second base is like, hey, you know, give him some sort of signal, whatever, slider's coming. That's cool. I think that's a part of baseball. I think that's a good thing. Imagine if I was a pitcher, and the catcher started hammering his leg because he couldn't hit the button right. And then all of a sudden in my ear, it was like, throw a slider now. I would be so pissed. I'd be so pissed. Once again, not mad.
Jack John tweets in, Connor isn't mad, but the more we keep saying he's mad, he's starting
to get
mad.
You guys are making me mad. I'm making me mad. Ed uses the Clint Eastwood gif on Connor looking at technological advances. It's just Clint Eastwood. Is that from Trouble with the Curve? I think it is, actually.
Trouble with the Curve or Gran Torino. I'm not sure which one.
By the way, did you see that picture of Clint Eastwood recently?
Yeah, he's not great.
He's very old.
Not great.
He's very old. Clint Eastwood would agree with me.
He's 93.
You know how wise Clint Eastwood is? Mm-hmm. That guy gets it.
Hey, his birthday is our birthday week.
Oh,
we should invite him.
What day? 20 what?
31st.
31st. Yeah, we should invite him. Good idea. Send it to our party planner.
I mean, what the hell else he's got going on?
John emails in.
Hi, John.
Connor, you may not be mad, but you sure sound like Nick when he tells John and Josh he isn't mad when he obviously is.
No, I'm not mad.
No, I'm not mad.
I'm not mad.
I'm just talking. Steve Sipple is next. I wonder what Sipple thinks about technology. I'm curious. Next on 1620 The Zone.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.